The Land in Our Bones, Plantcestral Herbalism and Healing Cultures from Syria to the Sinai, Earth-Based Pathways to Ancestral Stewardship and Belonging in Diaspora, by Leila K. Farali, narrated by Leila K. Farali, published by North Atlantic Books. Dedication with Love, to Kanaan and her descendants forward and back, to kindred displaced and diasporic people looking for home in parallel, to the earth and her indigenous and traditional stewards globally, towards remembrance, freedom, and deeper care and belonging to life, land, and each other. Acknowledgements. I am indebted, firstly, to Lebanon and my ancestors. Your seas and mountains, springs and valleys, cities, stories, and millennia of memory breathe inside my heart and bones. This book is in honor of you and because of you. Deepest gratitude to my parents and grandparents and these very places that raised them. Your generosity, resilience, and love has facilitated every grace in my life and inspired the very soul and possibility of this book. To my siblings, especially my beloved sister, for your enthusiastic support and ever willingness to tend things each time I was away to write or for any reason at all. Thank you for existing. To every single village, city, and elder of Kanaan and the Crossroads and their lineages who have shared with me the love and traditional knowledge in this book, and all the unseen moments of sheer generosity and grace in between their transmission and cultivation. To the wondrous California lands that raised me, taught me, and nurtured this work into being. To my lineages, to Ifa and Oshun, to the plantcestors and this miraculous earth for illuminating and blessing this path. I am indebted to every herbal teacher and traditional elder that has graced my path, influencing some aspect of the consciousness and personal development inside my remembrance work and its underlying paradigms concerning the plantcestors and beyond. Be it learning in the classroom and herb garden, philosophizing in the ancient cedar groves of Lebanon's high mountains, praying amidst ocotillos or in traditional sweat lodges with indigenous aunties and uncles who have welcomed me, harvesting songs for poppies in the native plant garden with beloved Olivia, interpreting coffee grinds and dreams with majaltos at the kitchen table, receiving limpias from Mexican grandmothers praying over my body with copal and roses, making dafa and learning odu with Ifa priests, drinking water and sharing stories with Nubian elders on the Nile shores, learning Afro-diasporic dances and their legacies of spirit and resistance passed down by brilliant Black women across Turtle Island, colonially known as the U.S., collaborating on care with birthers and their tenders, or harvesting greens with my grandmother in her diasporic garden while we nurse a meal. I have relearned and remembered everything I know in relationship to the lands I live on and come from alike, and the prayers, people, and plantcestors who have shared any expression of their own wisdom and love with me throughout the entire course of my life. My peers, kindred friends, family, comrades, cousins, and students, those who have received, entrusted, and helped shape, inspire, and reshape my work over the past decade and more, making this work what it is and me who I am in the classroom, the throes of life, in ceremony, and the soil alike. Amongst these people is an endless list of friends and peers who have supported me through various stages of this book, some revisiting texts multiple times over, bearing witness to my every ebb and flow in bringing this book to life from beginning to end. To the friends unwavering in efforts to advise, affirm, hold space, and encourage me through even my most obsessive moments, I am eternally grateful to you, both named and unnamed here. Laureen Adams, Mai C. Doan, Noam Kaim, Sara Abdullah, Shabina Lafleur Ganji. This would not have been what it is without the container built by your sustained engagement, skillful feedback, enduring patience, and unflinching support and care. Infinite gratitude to the expert wisdom and guidance of Kalia Kuno, Nadine Nabir, Olivia Negro, Raghda Boutros, and Talitha Fanus. Thank you to every single beta reader and editor of any phase and portion of this book, to all who helped me think through any stage of its becoming, and to all who generously endorsed it. Special gratitude to extra efforts, resources, and willing support extended by Atava Garcia Swayseki, Bana Redban, Butena Amar, Candice Valenzuela, Christina Neshewat, Katie Graney, Liz Darius, Nico Acosta, Nirmala Nataraj, Insomeka Gomez, Ramzi Faruqi, and Tanya Tabar. Thank you to Seher Hamad and to the Rawi team, especially Firas Hilal and Summer Farah. To my Aunt Mary, for entertaining my many phone calls for stories and ideas. Thank you to Yeye for first encouraging me to publish moons ago, and to North Atlantic Books, especially my editor, Shayna Keels, for all your efforts and this invitation to share. May this book reach the hands and hearts of who needs it and will put it to use for our mutual liberation, healing, and remembrance, inshallah. Introduction. Herbalism is a land-based therapy that emerges from generations of intimate relationship with place and practice. It is impossible to engage with its cultural legacies without confronting the ways our sovereign relationships with land and lineage have been interrupted. This work emerges as a reckoning with colonialism, nation-building, and empire, and all that becomes lost and distorted in the land's desecration over eras. In the spirit of resurrecting from those impacts, I anchor this herbal sharing in lived experiences and the oral histories of my own lineages. Cultural wisdom is embodied and relational. I engage this sharing not for research's sake, but rather as a practitioner and active participant committed to reviving land-based paradigms and nurturing ancestral practices that fundamentally aid the sovereignty, collective healing, and ecocultural integrity of my own communities. The intention of this offering is towards deepening relationships, care, and engagement with the layers of ancestral medicine abundant still in our daily practices and places, and shifting worldviews towards a way of life that is more liberatory, embodied, and life-affirming for all as we build new worlds anchored in the Earth's most unwavering truths. This book is about Qin'an, also known as Canaan or the Levant, explained further in the remapping section, about the long relationships between its people, land, and essence. It is about homeland, diaspora, and the constant cycles of departure and return, both physical and otherwise. Being a person of diaspora influences the way I relate to and extend the knowledge contained here. Just as the plants and earth itself encourage, I invite you to soften yourself to the sometimes nonlinear and often poetic nature in which I narrate and weave between my worlds to transmit something of these cultural legacies. The nature of diaspora, of me, is liminal, queer in its own right, cyclical and migratory. I am constantly moving in between places, people, and ways of knowing. These processes are reflected in the writing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?